Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DecimalProds.com comic book podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. With over 100,000 audiobooks, including some New York Times bestsellers, Audible is your one-stop shop for all your electronic literature needs. Go to audibletrial.com/deathsdoorprods to sign up for a free 14-day trial and to get a free audiobook. That is audibletrial.com/deathsdoorprods. And Busted Tees. Started in 2004 by the College Humor people, they have been bringing you some pretty awesome and pretty funny shirts for a good 7 years now, I think it's been. Yeah, 4 plus 7 is 11. Okay. Yeah, so they have a bunch of great deals. I think I'll be putting the grab bag one in. Yeah, so I'll put a link to the grab bag. It's like grab 3 t-shirts and save 60% off on total cost. So, yeah. Bunch of tees. Click the link below. So, yeah. It's comics. I'm your host, the Dead Man. Joining me today, as always, we have Bobiwan.
Yup.
And Shax.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está you, amigo?
God damn it, he's watching Telemundo again.
¿Qué pasa?
I don't fucking know what you're saying, dude. Okay, so, comics. Bob, what have you been reading?
Alright, not a whole lot of diversity, but I've been reading a lot of The Walking Dead. Ooh. I decided to get as much caught up as I possibly could with that.
What issue are you up to?
I'm up to 91.
Ooh.
So yeah, shit's starting to get good. Just at the end of the last issue, we had just the binoculars giving the hint that someone else is coming to attack the town, maybe.
Yeah, just wait till maybe. Just wait till you read 92 and get to meet Jesus.
Jesus! I'm looking forward to that. So yeah, Carl's been shot through the head. And
he should have died.
Yeah, and, you know, there's the whole Rick Andrea thing.
It's not a... It's kind of a thing, but it's not a thing.
It's not being a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah. Andrea wants it, Rick doesn't, then eventually Rick's going to come around, but then Andrea's going to be involved with, I don't know, Jesus. or is she gonna end up like walking on her jerking off with Dale's hat?
Oh God!
Did you really think I wouldn't go there?
No, I'm not surprised at all. Actually, it was completely acting. I just act surprised now. Nothing shocks me anymore.
He's such a good actor.
Shut up.
See, he sounds like he's mad at me now.
Yeah, really, he's just trying to sex you up over Skype.
Oh God, Shax, I want you so bad.
Wow, you guys. Between the two of you.
Dude, this is how we roll up into Canada. The Great White North, most of that is semen.
Oh.
It just, you know, it gets cold up here. Actually, there was recently this study about the 13 countries and which one had the highest sexual activity. Canada was 9.
That's because it's fucking freezing cold.
Yeah, that means we should be fucking more, not 9 out of 13. We should be 1 out of 13. No, 2. Russia should beat us.
See, we're already off track. Have you guys ever seen the George Carlin stand-up where he was talking about, like, Eskimos fucking?
No, that's not what George Carlin has seen.
No.
Oh, you guys should. I'll leave it at that. It's hilarious.
Yeah, so, what have you been thinking of The Walking Dead so far?
It's fucking amazing. I get frustrated with the show. I'll talk about that a bit more on Friday. Mm-hmm. I got to talk about more stuff. I haven't actually read anything but The Walking Dead. I got absorbed by it. I do that. I get absorbed by things and I don't read anything else. I'm like, oh shit, I've only read one thing. Sure, I've read like 40 issues of it, but...
Okay, cool.
It just means you're focused. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah, pretty soon you'll be able to match my level of reading 227 in 2 weeks.
Ah, Jesus.
I have a social life.
We're going to have to get rid of that.
Yeah, it's already worked out for me.
Yeah, just find yourself a nice little basement. Get some vitamin D pills. And a can of Pepsi.
First things first, you gotta rag on Ninja Kitty until she starts crying and tells you she never wants to see you again. That's step one.
Yes, then you gotta...
Yeah, step one is to get dumped. Then alienate all my friends. Forget the fact that I can't afford a place on my own.
Then put on about 50 pounds.
Well, yeah, see that right there. I was going to say, you would think step two was alienating all your friends until they don't want anything to do with you. But actually, step two was eat a whole cheesecake. And then step three is to alienate all your friends. Which, it will help if you do it while in the middle of eating your second cheesecake so that the sugar tears will really kind of send it into focus for them.
Yeah, you gotta eat the cheesecake just like as you're yelling, like, you guys are all fucking idiots. I don't want to know.
See, other than the fat part, I used to be the recluse loner guy. I don't know what happened. Oh, right. I found a girl as nerdy as me.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
All right. I can't forget when we started talking about Naruto.
Oh, God, this arc is so fucking just stupid.
That's a nice forehead protector you have.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding here.
Oh, thanks. I wanted to go for Konoha, but all they had was fucking village hidden in the rocks. It's fucking bullshit.
I wear sand.
Ah, sand.
Anyways.
Yeah. So comics. So what's been your favorite arc in the Walking Dead so far?
Oh, that is hard to choose, but. I'm going to have to say, of all the little stories, my favorite little bit is the part with the cannibals.
Mm.
Just because they get hit with the realization that, oh crap, we're not the sick, twisted fucks out here. These people that we're trying to eat are the sick, twisted fucks.
Yeah, that was pretty good. But I'm partial to my...
Just as Rick is like, pow, and then the guy's ear gets blown off by Andrea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I'm partial myself to the prison arc.
Yeah, I like the prison arc. As a longer arc, it's definitely really good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you include everything with the governor.
Oh, definitely, dude. It's like I count it from when they get to the prison to when they leave the prison.
Okay, yeah. Overall, as a large arc, that one's really good. The cannibal bit is just my favorite little bit of story.
Okay, cool. Yeah, seriously, you only read one series this week?
I didn't realize I only read one. It seemed like a lot.
It's like, ah, 40 issues. Oh, wait.
I briefly glimpsed that Marijuana Man, which I got for someone for a Christmas present. I only briefly glimpsed at it to see, will this person like Marijuana Man?
Marijuana Man?
You like Marijuana Man. Yes, Marijuana Man. Ziggy Marley's Marijuana Man.
So what's the answer? Is the person going to like it or not?
Yeah, they are. I got it for them for a present. Yeah. As their present. I also got them... Well, I'm not going to say everything. They might listen to this podcast. Probably not.
Uh-oh.
Marijuana Man sounds like a poor man's blunt man in Chronic.
Look over here, guy that he's talking about with presents. Hey!
Yes, look over here on this audio podcast.
Pay no attention to Bovimon. La, la, la.
But yeah, basically, Marijuana Man, he smokes pot and he gets powers.
Okay.
What kind of powers?
I don't know exactly.
Does he get like
the power to forget?
I only skimmed it, and the artwork is really fucked up.
Does he get like Cheeto vision? Does anything he looks at becomes Cheetos?
Oh, dude! He gets like these big... He gets these, like, he can form these big, huge cheese puffs to throw at people, and then he gets, like, Cheetos, or not Cheetos, but those cheese curls, and he can use those as, like, big cheddar clubs.
He just throws Funyuns at people.
And then he forgets, like, where he parked his weed mobile, yeah. And where the keys are to it.
Yeah, or what he's wearing. It's like, well, I've been wearing a onesie.
I gotta say, the one thing that kind of surprised me, this is only after skimming it, I haven't even read the whole thing, but it's Ziggy Marley's Marijuana Man,
mm-hmm.
And it's a character Marijuana Man. I know this is really going to sound racist, but considering the writer, considering all of that, considering that it's a very black-dominated comic, the hero is white.
That makes sense.
Why would that sound racist to say that?
I was just saying it seemed a bit surprising to me. It's just it's a very black-dominated comic, and then your hero is white. And you know what? Some people see everything as racist.
Yeah, but put yourself in like the mindset of the general public. So you know, like grab a beer bottle, smash it over your head, so you can get down their intelligence level. So when you think stoner, what's the first image in your head?
Okay, you got a point there.
White guy.
Like, I see some like white college kid smoking out of a fucking bong he stole from his dad.
Yeah, we're talking about stoners here, not rappers.
Well, it's Jamaican based, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again,
it's a Rastafarian.
Yeah, but again, college kid.
If you would have said that like the character's name was Ozzy Marley or whatever it is that you said, I would have thought Jamaican or something like Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm. But like cool. just say it's like about a guy who smokes weed and gets powers. I'm just thinking like some college kid in like a really poorly knit, poorly sewn together like hand woven hoodie thing with really poorly done Jamaican dreadlocks.
You know,
walking around, it's like walking around on campus handing a flower like, you may legalize it.
You know there's someone somewhere that's going to listen to this and be like, of course, you guys are so racist. Of course you guys think, first thing you think of is white people when you think superheroes.
No, I don't think, I said well, the first thing I think of when I think stoner is white person.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that I can see someone listening to this at some point and thinking that you know, just because everyone wants everything to be a problem.
Hmm. Yeah. Like that one guy.
Everybody gets stoned equally, and everyone is equal when stoned.
Yeah.
That's not true. But that only has to do with experience.
Yeah.
The fact that you even had to say something along the lines of like someone might think this is racist, but is that right there explains everything that's problem with our society when it comes to this kind of situation. Like we're talking about stoners, and somehow it got brought to race.
It's not even that, you know. It's honestly, yeah, my image of a stoner is a white guy. It's not that. Because I think stoner, I think a black person. It's just right. Because of the style of the comic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying the fact that you felt like you had to say something about
it. Yeah, the need to explain is ridiculous. I just try to be extra, extra, extra careful.
Well, stop. Be like me. Just say whatever the fuck you want and go with the flow of what happens. That's a bad idea. Don't do that.
Yeah,
don't listen.
That is a terrible idea. Kids, don't listen to Shax.
You're not the first person to ever say that.
In my line of work, I can't do that. And if you're wondering my line of work, it would literally be breaching my contract to talk about my line of work on this podcast.
You could tell us about it, but then you have to kill us.
I could tell you guys about it. It's just, you know, to publicly talk about what I do for a living on this podcast. It would have some very negative repercussions for me.
Wait, so you can tell us on one of the other podcasts?
No. Not on the podcast. I could tell you guys personally, but announcing it publicly on a podcast like this one.
You can tell us personally, so in person you can tell us, but like over Skype or anything like that, you can't tell us.
I can do it over Skype. I just can't announce it fucking publicly at a place where we're such fucking assholes, okay? Because being an asshole can get me fired.
Yeah. So Bobby works
fucking thick American skull yet?
So Bobby works at a proctologist's office.
So basically you're telling me you can't tell me because I'm an asshole.
Fucking thick American twat.
Okay. Moving on.
Wow.
That's all Bobby has read, so fuck off.
Shut up.
So, Shax, what about you? What have you read?
Well, we got time to kill, because I've read one comic book.
Well, I've read dozens.
I read the first issue of Walking Dead.
Oh, so you've read one issue of it, and I'm so bad for only reading fucking 40.
That's what I was thinking when he was like, Jesus, that's all you read? And I'm like, God. Wait till it gets to me.
So the first issue, what did you think of it?
It's black and white.
Yep.
Yeah. I was not expecting that. Kind of cartoony. Actually, a lot cartoony. For what I expected.
Yeah, the first, I think, volume or two is that really cartoony art style, but then as you get into later, it does get a lot more serious.
Oh, does it? I kind of like it. It was nice. I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't expecting a lot. Well, when I say I wasn't expecting a lot, I mean I wasn't expecting a lot that I seen.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you watch the show first?
Yes.
Okay, that's probably one of the issues there, because it varies in such great degree to the comic in ways that I fault the show, but we'll talk about that on Friday.
Yes, Shane should be dead.
And Sophia shouldn't.
Exactly. Sophia should cling on to Glenn and Maggie like she's fucking insane. And then her mom's supposed to like walk out into it, and they're supposed to walk out into the prison, just like gets eaten.
Yeah. Keep spilling out the spoilers.
Like, dude, the comic's been out how long now?
It's all right. I am king at just wandering off my imagination while someone's talking. If they're saying something I don't want to hear. So something about someone should be dead. Yeah, someone else should be alive.
Isn't Sophia? I think I counted it. She's like one of the last five people alive from that group.
You just talking about like original group?
The original group.
Yeah, so we have left
is so, Rick, Carl,
mm-hmm. Glenn,
Andrea, and Sophia.
Yeah, so six. Out of the initial group, there are only six left.
Who's the sixth?
Sophia. It's Carl.
I counted Sophia. Rick, Carl, Glenn, Andrea, and Sophia. That's five.
Oh, I guess I've added another hand. I guess I added another number somewhere.
Maggie.
What?
But I probably added Maggie, but she's not original.
Yeah, I didn't add Maggie.
No?
No, I was...
You just sort of just added an extra number?
Yeah, I was like counting along on my hand to your thing, but I guess I added another... But I guess I added another finger somewhere along the way.
Good job.
Yeah, five. Original... So there are five people left from the original group. Yeah.
I'll talk about that on Friday. I was about to rant about another show discrepancy, but I'll wait till Friday.
Yes, you will wait. Okay, so, yeah, I guess it's going to do it for those two. But look, I have read quite a bit, starting with Wanted. So
Wanted like the movie?
Yes, Wanted like the comic book the movie was based on. All right, so the first big difference between the comic... I'm going to just be comparing the comic and the movie at this point, because that's what you two got. That's what I'm guessing you guys know.
I haven't even seen the movie.
Okay, so, well, the movie...
No, fuck all of it Wanted.
Okay, well, Shaq...
The movie's horrible.
Shaq, you've seen the movie, right?
Yes.
All right, so you know how in the movie the fraternity is just a brotherhood of assassins?
Yep.
In the comic, it's a brotherhood of supervillains.
Okay.
So it's like every single supervillain, like that kind of arc of... Like kind of like stereotypical supervillains, they got like this. They got like scientist guy. They got like. There's a dude made entirely out of shit.
Whoa!
He's just a walking sentient pile of crap, and he's called Shithead.
There's nothing that you can tell me about that that does not sound as bad as in the movie where he swings his gun around recklessly and somehow curves bullets to hit exactly where he wants it to.
Oh, yeah, and this one the bullets do follow more like general physics.
Good.
Like he can only shoot straight, but what he does with those bullets is insane still. That scene where he shoots the wings off the flies, he can still do that.
That's fine. I mean, just shoot them. That's fine.
There was this one really good bit partway through where I think like issue 4 or 5 or something. I think this series is 6 issues. Where he said, like, my power, like most people, like some people have like super strength, some people have super hearing, some people have flight. My power is killing people. And he's just like, he's like going on like a monologue for this for like 5 pages, all the while each panel just shows him killing someone else. Yeah, so it's really kind of cool. So the Brotherhood, so Wesley's dad is, again, so guy Wesley lives a shit life. Everything's all shit. And then one day this woman comes along called Fox. And she says that you're, and then when she meets him, the Wesley's in a diner, he's just eating, then Fox comes in and kills everyone in the diner. And then they both just walk out. Because in this universe, the Brotherhood, they have these pins, the little fraternity, they have these pins, and you show that pin to a cop, that cop will literally let you get away with anything you're doing.
Okay.
How about one of those fucking pins?
I don't know why.
Yeah, like this guy, Wesley, he was going on and saying, like, I just raped and murdered a high, like an A-list celebrity and it didn't even make the papers. Yeah, it's good. And so, yeah, she brings him into the fraternity, and then Wesley just starts going around, like, leaving his old life behind. He starts getting trained in guns and stuff. Like, a lot of the stuff that happens in the movie is kind of in the show, kind of in the comic, I mean. There's still the bit where he's shooting the old people, where they shoot the dead people on the meat hooks. There's a bit where he's tied down the chair and gets the crap beat out of him. But that's to beat the pussy out of him.
There's a lot to the movie that I don't remember, mostly because I tried blocking it out.
So in the movie, what it is the fraternity is like an ancient group of assassins that discovered a secret language in like textiles.
With that fucking machine.
Yeah, they discovered like binary code inside the textiles that
it's stupid.
That give them assassination targets.
Please tell me it's something better than the comic books.
Yeah, so in this one, what it was like all the superheroes that we know, like the comics, the movies, all the superheroes, they were actually real ones. But then what happened was all the superheroes, they grouped together and then killed every superhero. And then erased everyone's knowledge of every superhero ever. So Christopher Reeves, he was actually Superman at some point. But then they paralyzed him and wiped everyone's memory, including his, of ever being Superman. Adam West was actually Batman.
So, what about, like, so are they saying, like, Brandon Roth was also Superman?
No, like the original ones. The ones that are most ingrained in people's, like, the general public knowledge. Mm-hmm. So when you think Batman and actor, you usually go right to Adam West, right?
Okay.
Yeah, well, also this... Alright, so this thing came out before the Dark Knight stuff. Like, the Christopher Nolan Batman stuff.
Right.
So, you think Batman an actor.
And Superman, you think George Reeves.
Christopher Reeves.
No, George Reeves. It's a joke.
Mm, yeah.
He was the old 50s, whatever, cartoon.
Yeah.
Or TV show.
Well, yeah, so, like... And then Linda Carter, she was also Wonder Woman at some point.
Right.
But then they just, like, so what they did was they just erased everyone's memory of these superheroes having been real, and then made them all into comics. They, like, took away all the real heroes' powers, and then made them all into jokes.
This sounds ridiculous.
It's handled very well. The whole superhero thing, it takes place over, like, the page, or, like, it's kind of, like, told in flashbacks over, like, well, it's not really told in flashbacks, it's, like, an explanation that took place over, like, 10 pages of one issue. And the rest of it is just Wesley getting used to being part of the fraternity, and then finding out stuff that happened with his dad, and then also having to deal with a hostile takeover by one of the sects of the fraternity.
Okay.
Yeah, there are five different heads of the fraternity. Each one is given a part of the world.
All right.
And so there's one guy, he didn't want Australia, which was what he was given. So he set out a hostile takeover, took over North America.
You see,
man, nobody wants Australia.
Yeah, no.
I would take Australia. I mean, yes, sure, everything's shitty there and it's trying to kill you, but dude, I got nothing.
Yeah, it is a really good comic. It's really bloody. It's really just fucking stupid. Everyone's saying fuck with every alternative word. The last written line of dialogue in this comic, it's not spoiling anything, but like, this is my face while I'm fucking you in the ass.
I like that.
That is the last written line of dialogue in this entire comic. This entire series.
Nice. Now, you saying that it's a really good comic book, and then saying, oh yeah, it's really bloody, and they're saying fuck every other whatever. to me, that doesn't sell it. Like, it's this sounds ridiculous to me.
It's got an interesting story. It's written really well. I think it's written by Garth Ennis. Like, let me actually just look that up. Let's pull up the first issue here.
And the movie's fucking horrible.
Yeah, the movie has, like I said, the movie takes so many liberties with the actual story. Oh no, it's written by Mark Millar.
There we go.
So, yeah, Mark Millar written. He is fucking awesome. The comic is great. The art is great. It's actually got a really interesting story, and I like the different characters in it. There's actually this one bit with like retarded Superman, where he has Superman's powers and everything, but you have to say everything to him backwards for him to be able to register as you saying anything.
Sounds like Bizarro Superman.
That's the joke.
All
right. Yeah, like, and it's kind of cool because since this was made by Top Cow, it was made by Top Cow and Image. So they didn't have any rights to actually show Superman or Batman or anyone in it.
Right.
So they just kind of allude to it.
That's interesting.
Like, you see a guy, when they're talking about Superman, they took the world's greatest hero and paralyzed him. They just show a guy sitting in a, they just show a guy sitting in a wheelchair with Superman hair.
So how were they able to pull this off when there was a guy for Marvel that wrote a comic book about a supervillain that looked like the Joker, but was supposed to be like Batman, and then DC found out about it and was like, "Take this shit away, or we're gonna sue you."
Because they don't actually show anything. Like, they don't show any, none of the main characters have anything to do with pre-existing kind of characters. Like the Bizarro Superman kind of thing. His costume doesn't look anything like Superman's, aside from it's made of spandex.
Oh.
Yeah. They're making obvious allusions to stuff, but having it different enough so that they can't be sued.
Right.
I have to assume that Dark Horse made some sort of arrangement with DC for the Mask crossover.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah, that,
I figured as much.
That was actually a Dark Horse DC crossover, but this is just Top Cow and Image. They just made the Mark Millar. He made his own characters. He made his own everything, but then alluded to the more famous elements of superhero culture.
I don't know.
I'll just say this. It is good, and I think it is definitely worth a read.
I feel like he's not creating anything himself if he's using other characters that are already out
no,
there.
No, he's not using... He made his own characters. Like, everyone in the fraternity is their own character. He made them
right.
all. But,
yeah.
But, he alludes to Superman. That is kind of the only allusion that he made. It was like Superman and Batman were the only two allusions he made. Everyone else is like, right, so we had all these heroes. We killed them all.
Yeah, it's like if I mention Batman in a story I'm writing, if I just sort of mention Batman, I'm not writing any of my own characters. I'm still writing my own characters. I'm just, mentioning Batman.
Yes.
I'm becoming pro SOPA right now.
So you want the site to be shut down? You want us to be put out of business?
Oh.
Yeah. Wanted is great.
Maybe.
Wanted is great. It's a little bit stupid, but it's pretty. It's really good. It is good. I'll leave it at that. Okay.
Uh huh.
So moving on. I also read Born. So this has got to be one of the best things that I have read in a while.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is a 4-issue miniseries put out by Marvel Max, which is their M-rated brand. And it is an origin story for the Punisher. But no, actually, it's a pre-origin story for the Punisher.
Okay.
Yes, the origin story for the Punisher is, Frank Castle's out at a picnic with his family, then a bunch of mobsters come in and kill them, and then he becomes the Punisher. What this is, it shows him in Nam. It shows him in Vietnam, and it shows him slowly leading up to the craziness, like leading to him accepting the madness that would eventually make him the Punisher.
I thought he was
That's
a
pretty
cop.
Cool.
No, he was.
That happened.
No, he was an. He was a. He's either like an. I think it was in the movie. At least he was an FBI agent.
I like that movie, by the way. That was probably the best Marvel movie made until
the Thomas Jane Punisher.
That was good.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what people say. That was good.
Yeah,
Warzone was shitty.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I know. People are like, "Oh, Warzone is so much more close to it." It's like, I don't care. Punisher was real.
Yeah, but like this.
I get not.
Yeah, and this one, it does like, and after the violence insane, this one actually was written by Garth Ennis, who is like one of my favorite writers. And this one does amp up the violence to, like, insane proportions. But it is really good because it actually shows a... Like, most people were thinking... thinking behind most people when they're, like, arguing against the Punisher is that you'd have to be like some kind of sociopath to be able to do this on a daily basis just because your family died. In this one, it's saying, like, so the war's ending, his face is being shut down, and he just can't accept it. And it's kind of cool because the entire story is mostly told from the point of view of someone else in Frank Castle's platoon in Vietnam.
Right.
But then every once in a while, I'll just go over to Frank and you just hear, like, a voice inside Frank's head, like, saying, oh, come on, give in, let me take control for a bit. And then it actually does let him take control. There are, like, hundreds of people dead. He is just, like, covered in blood. His eyes are, like, red and bloodshot. He looks like a fucking zombie. And then, like, it is... I won't spoil the ending, but it is probably one of the best Punisher stories I've ever even heard of.
I found a bunch of Punisher Max comic books, but unfortunately I don't know where one starts and the other one ends. And the whole reason why I wanted them is because I heard about, like, the Kingpin story that was in there about...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the one where he talks about being in prison and like, I think he got, like, raped or some shit like that. And then, like, there's the whole bullseye thing where he, like, kidnaps a family to try being, like, Frank Castle or something that, like, sleeps in his bed and stuff like that. And, like, this shit, like, really fucking interested me. And it's like, all right, this Max series that they're doing seems, like, really up my alley. But I'm just – I don't know where to start.
Okay, well, start Reborn.
Okay.
Just Reborn. It is one of the best comics I've read in a long time.
Is it just Born, like, B-O-R-N?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then read to Punisher Max 1.
Yeah. Yeah, I can find you, like, a chronological list of all this stuff and send it to you later.
All right,
so next up, The Invisibles. I talked about this a bit before, I think. I've read some of that. It's kind of The Matrix, but with demons. And came out before. Okay. And came out before The Matrix was made.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was also written by Grant Morrison, who also one of my favorite writers. Well, he's one of everyone's favorite writers because he's Grant fucking Morrison.
Right on.
Yeah, so like in this universe, the entire human race is like put in a fake, like virtual world. To, like, for some reason, I haven't got that far into it, but they're put in this fake virtual world, and then this black guy with like small circular glasses. Sunglasses shows up and says, hey, kid, you're the one. And then it reveals that the giant tentacle demon is out there, like, keeping everyone asleep and in this fake world.
Right, I remember you talking about this before and how The Matrix is a blatant ripoff of it.
Yeah, kind of.
Wait, this was out before The Matrix?
Mm, yes, 1995.
Bless you.
Yeah, I think this came out in 95.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's, like I said, I'm not that far into it, but from what I've read, it is really good. Hmm. But yeah, so, it's good. Moving on. Marvel Civil War. So, this is, well, the Civil War. So, yeah, I guess, do you two know what the Civil War is about?
Wait a minute. So, are we talking about Marvel Civil War, right?
Yes, the Marvel Civil War.
I don't know exactly what the Marvel Civil War is about.
Let me take a whack at this real quick. You got Iron Man,
mm-hmm.
who him and a bunch of mutants are saying are kind of like basically kneeling down to the United States government, saying, "Yeah, we will come public with with who we are and everything," and so the world knows. And then there are superheroes that are basically led by Captain America that are like, "No, fuck that."
Yeah, essentially.
It's our privacy.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so what it is, the United States, what happens to this thing is a group of young superheroes, I forget what their actual name is, but they start fighting this group of supervillains, and then one of them...
New Mutants?
Pardon?
New Mutants?
No, that is not the New Mutants. They are not mutants.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's like... I can't remember their actual name, but they're like part of a reality TV show for superheroes.
Yeah. Alright,
yeah, so
I just became 100% more interested in this.
Yeah, so then they start fighting a group of supervillains that they found to try to, like, boost ratings for their show. But then one of them, I think his name's Nitro. He can like cause explosions. He creates a giant explosion that blows up a school.
Nice.
Yes, kills punch people, including 67 children. And then everyone starts saying that we want all superheroes to become public with their identities. Because, yeah, a supervillain does what supervillains do, and all of a sudden the peers have to pay. Yeah, that makes sense.
See, what I know about it is just from the video game, the Marvel Alliance 2.
Yeah, it is kind of like that. So, yeah, so like a bill gets pushed through Congress, saying that any superhero who reveals their identity to the United States government and becomes registered will become an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then be allowed to legally do their superhuman stuff. But if you aren't registered, then we will send other superheroes plus a bunch of dudes in armor with guns to kill you.
So I'm going to ask you guys real quick. Whose side are you on?
Captain America's.
Yeah, same here.
You believe they should be able to remain secret?
Yeah, I mean, just...
Yeah.
I mean, just... So, case in point, Spider-Man. He revealed his identity, his aunt got shot, he sold his marriage to the devil. Nothing good can come of it.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah, and plus, I also just really don't like Tony Stark.
Well, I was going more on the idea of, like, I'm tired of government getting in the way of everything, and that's just what they're doing here, too.
Yes, we've heard your we've heard your anti-government interference rant before.
I'm not anti-government. I'm not an anarchist.
I said anti-government interference.
Okay. Well, for anyone else that might have been a little bit confused, now you know.
I think it might be good for someone to know. Like, it seems in Ultimate Spider-Man that Nick Fury tends to go around and find out who superheroes are. But it's not pushed through government or anything. He just has a knack for it.
Yeah, but like Nick Fury, I think Nick Fury, like some people do know Spider-Man's identity. I think, like you know, like the Fantastic Four know who Spider-Man is.
Yeah,
like his closest friends do know who he is, but like the government should they were having like an entire database of just superhero names, identities, and like addresses and stuff.
I probably wouldn't mind the government knowing. If it wasn't for the whole thing of going public about it.
Like, well, that was the thing. You don't have to go public. You just have to tell the government who you are. Like, Spider-Man, he was the one, who went public.
Well, he's stupid.
Like, that was kind of the thing, like Iron Man kind of pushed him towards revealing his identity publicly. He's thinking, like, no one's more guarded with their identity than Spider-Man. And so if he reveals his identity in public, it might convince more people to reveal their identity to the government.
So clearly it's Tony Stark's fault that, Peter Parker's dead now.
Peter Parker's 100%. Peter Parker's not dead though in this universe.
You just said he got shot.
Aunt May got shot.
Okay, so clearly it is Tony Stark's fault that Aunt May got shot.
Yes, it's Tony Stark's fault for everything, dude. Like World War Hulk, that was like, World War Hulk. That was Tony Stark's fault. The Secret Invasion, I'm pretty sure that was Stark's fault at some point.
I don't like Tony Stark no more. Fuck him.
It's just because you know he gets up. Downs a bottle of rum, puts on the armor, and goes out joyriding, and then he thinks he can make all these major decisions for people.
No, like, that's the thing. In the regular universe, he doesn't drink anymore.
What? Why did he stop?
I don't know. Something happened in, like, the 80s.
Like, okay. Well, then he's sobered up, and, like, every douchebag sober person thinks he's now able to make decisions for everybody.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like the entire thing is kind of set around this group called the Illuminati, who are made up of... Namor, Black Adam, Professor Xavier, Doctor Strange, Mr. Fantastic, and Iron Man. So Iron Man kind of set this group to make every big decision for the world.
Look, I mean, Tony Stark, all right, he's a billionaire, and he's smart when it comes to, like, obviously, like, machinery and shit like that, mm-hmm. but it seems like anything else in the fucking world, he's a fucking idiot on. But because, first of all, he's a billionaire, and he's a genius at stuff that he, you know, with engineering and stuff like that, he thinks, oh, gee, I can just do everything, I can solve all the world's fucking problems, and I can tell everyone what they should do. Like, he's the you should police, and he just fucks people over. I'm starting to really hate fucking Tony Stark from the conversation we're having.
Yeah, Tony Stark's a real dick. This is why I don't read Iron Man.
Ugh.
I don't read Iron Man because it tends to bore me. And you gotta keep track of like 1,000 different suits of armor.
Yeah, that's insane, dude. Just he has like every single time he's like every single time you see him, he's wearing new armor.
Tony Stark, if you're listening to this, first of all, take a shot. Second of all,
Tony Stark, if you're listening to this, can we borrow your reality jumping tech?
I want you to sit the fuck down and shut up with telling people what to do and what they should do. Third of all, pay attention to your fucking self. You look at you're a wreck. You're a drunken wreck. Fourth, one armor. That's it. And get something better than that fucking yellow and red. Anything else?
Ooh, another thing. He made Spider-Man wear a yellow and red suit.
I remember seeing that. I remember, oh god, I was at like some kind of fucking, like a convenience store, and they had comic books there, and I seen that, and I was like, what the fuck is this monstrosity that's on Peter Parker's body?
It's the Iron Spider.
It makes me wonder, at what point did Peter Parker say, I'm just gonna bend over and be Tony Stark's bitch?
When he became Tony Stark's personal assistant.
It looked like a rape victim's vagina exploded on his fucking body to me.
You can't hear it, of course, but I'm face palming right now.
Oh god.
Yeah. It looked like some dude was just about to ejaculate and he fucking hit himself in the fucking penis with a hammer so that blood and semen both came out at the same time.
Oh god.
All over his face.
Hopefully Ninja Kid.
Actually, that's exactly how Tony Stark designed it.
Yeah. No, he actually designed it to control Peter Parker. He was kind of nervous about, like, Peter, like, reneging on the deal of like, supporting the bill and, like, hunting down other superheroes. So he made that armor with failsafe so that if Peter Parker ever, tried to, like, fight back, he'd be able to shut him down.
So not only does he fuck people over, get other people shot and killed, but then he fucking, shows distrust in the person, which should make the other person distrust him even more.
Yeah, like that's what happened. I think it was right after Goliath got killed by the Thor robot. Oh yeah, another thing. Tony Stark, he made a Thor robot.
Oh man,
which then killed Goliath.
I really hate Tony Stark right now. Yeah. Like I always liked Tony Stark just because he was always just a drunk, and this is something you don't see with the superhero. I'm starting to hate him now.
As you rightfully should.
There are better Starks in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, Ultimate Tony Stark is actually really good, though, because he's still a drunk.
So that's what I'm talking
about. I think that's the thing. We just need to keep Tony Stark drinking.
Yeah, we just need to keep him plastered 24/7.
See, that's the thing about, like, with the Iron Man movies. I feel like even though you would see him with a drink from time to time, I feel like he wasn't staggering enough. I think he should have been a little bit more swaying in like kind of like small circles when he was standing still talking to people.
But they did kind of take an element from I think the movies and put it into the comics because Ultimate Tony Stark is dying. Like he has cancer. And so that's why it's like he has cancer. He drinks, and then he puts on the Iron Man suit to make it feel like he's making a difference with his life.
Let me back up. When like Iron Man the movie came out, I was under the impression, for some reason, I thought I remember him when I was a kid that the whole thing with the Iron Man costume is he used it because he was crippled.
No, that's Ultimate Iron Man. I think, yeah, Ultimate Iron Man, I remember reading something from that, like, he was born, like, dying. He's, like, born, like, a insane amount of pain, so they put a magical suit on him or something.
How long has Ultimate Universe been around?
Ultimate Universe? Oh, fuck. I think, like, maybe 10 years.
That's, okay, then, no. Because I'm talking about when I was a kid. When I was, like, I don't know, between 10 and 15 or something. I thought I remember the whole thing with Tony Stark was that he was an alcoholic, but he was an alcoholic and, like, crippled in some kind of way. Like, physically crippled, and that's why he had the suit of armor.
No, I think that chest thing from the first movie, I think that was actually from the comics. But I think that's the reason why he had, like, I think that's the closest thing to something like that. I don't think he was ever crippled.
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember when the first movie came out, and I was kind of like, oh, you know, like, this is supposed to be before he's crippled, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, well,
I've never been, like, as I never read Iron Man comic books really when I used to read comic books, so I really don't know much about Tony Stark.
So moving on, I've also read Avengers Disassembled. So this is a prelude. Well, this is kind of the story arc, a big story that took place before the House of M stuff, where the Scarlet Witch goes insane and kills a bunch of the Avengers. Yeah, so,
cool.
Yeah, so, like, the Wasp accidentally reveals that the Scarlet Witch used to have kids. And that makes her go insane and kill everyone.
Having kids does that?
No, like what happened was, like...
Yes, having kids does that.
No, like, what happened was she used her magic to, like, materialize two children. But then someone told her that they weren't real. And they kind of, like, got destroyed. Then Doctor Strange, like, wiped her memory of ever having the kids. So then she remembers, like, oh, you lied to me. And it just goes fucking insane. Like, they were my children. Why did you have to take them from me? Yeah, it was kind of good.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, moving on. Batman in Darkest Night.
I don't know why, but I'm sick of death of Batman right now. Like, I just keep hearing about, like, that new trailer that's coming out for the movie in the IMAX theaters and shit like that.
This is 1994 Batman. And this is Batman as a Green Lantern.
Right on.
Yeah, see, this is Elseworld, which is DC Universe's answer to What If from Marvel.
Cool.
And so what happened to this one was Abin Sur, the alien who originally gave the ring to Hal Jordan, he crashes in Gotham City and gives the ring to Bruce Wayne. And then Bruce Wayne takes the ring and becomes the Bat Lantern.
Oh, you did not just say that.
He calls himself the Green Lantern, but he's essentially just a cross between Batman and the Green Lantern.
Is it ever mentioned in the comic book the words Bat Lantern?
Nope, because he was never Batman.
So this is your doing.
Yes. It's entirely my fault.
That's it. All right, I gotta leave now, guys, because I gotta get on a plane and go fucking kill Deadman.
Yeah, it was okay. It was kind of cool, which is like a little one-off issue, but I kind of liked it.
Was it like? Oh man, I'm sorry if you already said this, but was this like a What If comic book?
Yes, it is Elseworld, which is DC Universe's What If.
Okay, you know what? Okay, fine. Forget it. Forget my little grunt there. I'm perfectly fine with Bat Lantern then.
I no one refers to him as Bat Lantern.
I'm just saying, for the record.
He's saying he's not going to kill you now.
Okay. Yeah.
Although I imagine if he was in Canada, then some of us would want to kill him.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I think we outnumber him.
Yes.
I don't know. I kind of equally want to kill Shax and Deadman, so I'm torn.
Jesus. Well, let's look at it this way. Who gave you 3D glasses?
Who gave you a job? And introduced you to the guy who gave you the 3D glasses.
Fuck. You got me there. Who's the one that's... Fuck. I got nothing.
Who's been a friend of yours since high school?
Come on! All right, we got...
Okay, so moving on. Lock and Key, Guide to the Known Keys. Hey,
if Dead May would have never made this whole podcast thing, I would have been late yesterday.
Use odd logic, I like that.
Okay, so moving on. Lock and Key, Guide to the Known Keys. So this is a one-off. This is kind of like a one-off thing for the Lock and Key series, which is a fucking awesome series. If you haven't read it, I suggest you read it now.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Lock and Key series, I've talked to you guys about it before, but do you remember what, like, did I ever tell you, like, what it was actually about?
I don't remember it.
Okay, so, Lock and Key, bunch of kids, they move into this old house of theirs after their dad gets murdered. And then they find a bunch of these keys, and if you use the key on the right door, it unlocks some magical element to it. Like, if you use, there's this key with a skull on it, if you use it on the right door, you walk through it, you become a ghost. There's another key that if you use it on the right door, you walk through and you become an animal. There's another one. You put it through a window, the house splits in half, and you become giant.
I think I remember, you talking about this before. Yeah.
So, Guide to the Gnome Keys is, it takes place, like, in between the formation of the keys and now in the actual timeline. And it's just like this guy, he's hanging out with his, the daddy's hanging out with this kid who has, like, epileptic. And he's dying because, I guess, epilepsy kills you back then.
I guess it could still kill you now. Hmm. I mean, isn't that the whole thing with being epileptic is you go into seizures and, like, you could, like, swallow your tongue or choke on your own vomit or some shit? I mean, I assume it could still be a problem.
Well, yeah, so what happens? So what happens is this thing, like, the guy, what happens is the dad, he takes the kid up in a hot air balloon to the moon. Because he has a key that opens the moon. And yeah, like, so I was actually kind of surprised about this issue, because I thought this was going to be like a, small guide thing, where it's just like, alright, so we have this key which does this, this key which does this, this key which does this, but it actually has like a story in it, and then like, no one actually gets into the part where this key does this, is actually written in the style of someone's journal. Like it's one of the Locke family, like the family's called Locke, that's why it's Locke with a E at the end.
I think I would want the key that opens up the moon simply so I could be like out someplace and be like, oh yeah, your boyfriend he named a star after you, huh? Yeah. Well, I got a key to the fucking moon.
Yeah, you actually have to fly high enough to get to the moon.
Dude, don't ruin this for me.
Well, if you have a hot air balloon, you can get to the moon.
Can you?
Yeah, in this universe, like, that's what it is. Like, he just got in a hot, he got in a hot air balloon, then flew up high enough to put the key into the moon.
Okay. You can't argue with that. He already has a key to the moon.
Yeah, which then opened up the moon. Yeah, which then opened up the moon to reveal the backstage area of the world. Yeah, like, he opened it up, you saw, like, sandbags and catwalks and ropes tied to stuff.
That's interesting. It kind of feels like Portal in a way.
And there are a bunch of dead people back there.
Oh.
But not like zombie dead, like people who have died, and I guess this is like their heaven or something. But their heaven is the backstage of a theater. Because, yeah.
Do they, like, work it? Like, you know, do you see, like, dead people, like, hoisting things up?
No, they just kind of hang out. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, moving on. Hack/ issue 10. So, in this one, so it's ongoing story, Cassie is out hunting someone with Samhain, who is evil, who's non-evil slasher dude. It's fucking Hack/, dude. It's fucking awesome, is what it is.
It sounds like it's kind of a book about hacking and slashing.
Kinda. The main character's last name is Slash. The main character's last name is Hack. Yeah, Cassandra Hack. And her compatriot, Vlad. Yeah, so what this is, I've talked about this on the show before, but it's these two people, Cassie and Vlad, they go cross-country killing serial killers who come back from the dead.
Okay. Only serial killers can come back from the dead, or can anyone come back from the dead?
People can come back from the dead, but, like, specifically malicious serial killers, they can come back as people with superpowers, and then start killing people again, so it's these two's job to, like, go around, find them, and kill them to keep them from killing more people.
It actually kind of sounds like Reaper.
It is a little bit like Reaper, only more violent and awesome. Yeah, like, Cassie, she's like just some goth chick with a baseball bat that has Kiss It written on it, covered in nails.
Nice.
And Vlad is, he's like this 7-foot X hulking motherfucker with a gas mask, a trench coat, and two giant butcher's knives.
Right on.
Okay, so I love this series already.
Yes, and one time he screams vagina like a battle cry.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, like, what happened was they were going after this one person called, I think, like, who was supposed to be, like, I think, like, something six. He's supposed to be, like, a Nikki Six ripoff. And so he was a slasher who came back from the, he was, like, a guitarist who came back from the dead and then got the ability to, like, control people with his music. Specifically, he could control virgins. And so then to fight them, Vlad had to go out and have sex.
Yeah, he did.
Which he did. And so then the guy tries to perform his music to control him. And then Vlad just kind of, like, cringes for a second. And just kind of looks around and is like, hey, I'm still in control. And then the guy's like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And then Vlad's like, I have had the sex. Vagina! Then runs at him with two knives. It's fucking awesome.
I just had sex. And it felt so good.
Kind of, yeah. It's actually kind of funny the way he says, like, I have had the sex. Because he doesn't entirely understand how to use English. Like, he was taught English by a Romanian butcher. Who found him in a dumpster.
Nice.
Yeah. So Hackslash is really good. This is the second... Originally they had this thing going with Devil's Due Publishing where they had a bunch of mini-series and then an ongoing series. And then Image picked it up and is now on their new run. That's 10 issues deep into this new run, and it is still fucking awesome. I highly recommend the series.
Right on.
So, next up, The Strange Talent of Luther Strode, issue 3. So, Luther Strode, he's the guy who bought the really stupid Herculean method, like, workout routine through a comic book and gave him superpowers. Yes, so then his buddy is trying to get him to become a superhero.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, and then the entire time this has been going on, there's been a side story of some guy who also used the Herculean method, and is now, like, he's hunting down Luther because I'm guessing that not a lot of people use the Herculean method, because, really, who orders bullshit from the back of comic books anymore?
Right. Do they even sell stuff on the back of comic books anymore?
No.
I was going to say.
Yeah, they advertise shoes, t-shirts, cars. I remember, like, like 10 issues I have of any given series had some advertisement in it for, like, the Honda Fit or something.
Nice.
But yeah, Luther Strode is still really good. The art style, it's cartoony enough that the violence actually really fits it. But the violence really fits it well. And it's got, like, an insane amount of violence, too. Like, there are, in this issue, I think, like, some guy gets his head punched into his neck. It looks hilarious. But, yeah, so, there's that. What else I got? Ooh, Venom, issue 10. So this is a aftermath of Spider Island. Captain America has come to take the symbiote away. Because he's Captain America.
Yes, he's Captain America. Therefore, he gets to make everyone's decisions for them, just like America.
Yes. Yeah, but it's kind of bullshit, too, because Venom actually saved Captain America's life during Spider Island. Yeah, like, what? In Spider Island, Captain America was kidnapped by the Queen and turned into an evil spider monster?
Wait a minute. Captain America, he's not trying to control people like America does. That's why he's part of the people, heroes shouldn't have to reveal themselves.
The Civil War is over by now.
Still.
Yeah, well, he'll fight for freedom, but then he will take away your freedom. That sounds just like America.
He'll fight for freedom to a point.
Well, his idea of freedom is a lot different than what freedom is now. I mean, the 50s was a different time.
Yeah, but he's been living in the now for a good long time.
Yeah, but I thought the whole idea of Captain America was he was still, like, old-fashioned, and that's why the Civil War went the way it did with him.
Not really. I think the Civil War just went the way they did with him because he realized that superheroes needed a certain level of anonymity to actually do their job well. Mm. Well, yeah, so Venom, so, like, Captain America got turned into a huge spider monster during Spider Island. Then Venom saved him, and Venom's team turned him back. And then Captain America came back, and they fought the Queen, and Venom and Captain America fought the Queen together. And now Captain America wants to take Venom away from Flash. But
Flash Thompson,
who is the current Venom.
I almost said Flash Gordon.
Yes, Flash Gordon, the current Venom. He takes
Flash! Ah!
Yes, he takes it to Planet Mongo to fight Ming the Merciless. Dale Arden is there, but not for long, because he eats her. So yeah, it's kind of cool. He steals Venom steals Captain America's motorcycle.
Alright.
Yeah.
So you get, dick.
Mm-hmm. So also started reading Jennifer Blood. It's a new series by, it's a relatively new series by Garth Ennis. And what it is a, it's about a suburban housewife who becomes a gun, who becomes a gun-toting vigilante at night.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, every night she drugs her family, puts them to bed, and then puts on a black wig, grabs a fuck ton of guns, and goes out and murders a bunch of people.
Why does she have to drug them? Why can't she just let them go to fucking bed?
Because she needs... Because, like, they could stay up late. Or they...
I hope...
Like, you know, like, she drugs them so that... She drugs them so that they don't wake up in the middle of the night, wonder where she is, and accidentally stumble upon her drying off her blood-soaked hair.
I hope there's long-term effects of this where they all start going fucking crazy and eating people.
I don't... Maybe, but I don't know. Like, it was kind of cool because, like... It's kind of funny because there's this one bit where she drugs their food and then they all fall asleep at the table. It's like they're right in the middle of dinner, but they're like, and you just see her sitting there watching TV. They're all eating dinner in the background. She finished early. Then they just hear boom. All their heads just go face first right into their food, and she's like, "Damn it! I put too much drug in their food."
Nice.
They just see her like next couple panels just dragging her fat ass husband upstairs. And there's one kind of funny bit where, like, she has new neighbors just move in. I'm 3 issues into the series, and she has new neighbors move in. And one of the neighbors comes along, and, like, one of the neighbors is, like, this big, muscle-bound fucker. He just gets to the bathroom with her, and then just pulls down his pants, and he's like, "Come on, baby, I know you want it." And it's like,
wow.
And she, like, screams, like, "Oh, my God, I just saw a three-inch-long pink mouse."
That's harsh.
Yeah, but, dude, she's fucking Jennifer Blood. Like, while she was fucking her own husband, she was bored. Like, actually, the thing, like her husband was fucking her, and then she was just kind of, like, rolling her eyes, like, "Oh, God, is this almost done yet? I need to go buy more guns."
Oh, my God. I hate this woman.
I like her. Okay, well, also, read Jurassic Strike Force 5, Issue 0.
This is more of the, what is it, dinosaurs with guns?
Dinosaurs with lightsabers.
Dinosaurs with lightsabers, right.
Yeah, so, like... In terms of actual story, it's about 5 pages, but the comic's like 20 pages long.
Nice.
Yeah. So aliens coming down. They pick up dinosaurs, and the next couple pages is just giving you a rundown of the different characters and their different special abilities and stuff. Like, let me just pull it up now. See what I can. Let me pull up some stuff. Yes, so let me just read the first one. This is for Rex, the guy off the cover with the lightsaber. A fearsome warrior and champion of Jurassic Strike Force 5, Rex is the ultimate team leader. He is dedicated to defending humanity against his arch enemy, the evil alien warlord Zalix, or any other threat that may rise.
Hmm.
Then we have Tank, a Triceratops, who carries around a giant fucking warhammer. Tank is a mechanical genius. There is no weapon. There's no weapon or vehicle that he cannot construct or repair. Spending his spare time fixing all equipment his teammates wreck in the battle leaves Tank in a foul and miserable mood most of the time. Yeah. So then we have Spike, who is a Stegosaurus. I think that's what they're called. Spike is the muscle and mainstay of Jurassic Strike Force 5. Slow to anger, his even-keeled nature shouldn't be confused with weakness as his enemies, or anyone else who gets on his bad side will quickly find out. Then we have, like, a fucking pterodactyl who's a jetpack.
Why does a pterodactyl need a jetpack?
To fly fast? Tur? Yeah, and his name is Boomer. Yes, he is the jokester of the team.
He's a joker.
I totally saw that one coming.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then we have Kane, who is Rex's evil brother, who carries a space shotgun, a space pistol, and a laser whip.
Nice.
Yes. Rex's brother and the leader of Zalix's evil dino warriors, Kane's hate for his brother runs deep. His scarred face and dead eye are reminders of his first defeat at the hand in the battle at Rex's hands. So he has a metal eye plate. And Yeah, this series looks fucking awesome. I cannot wait for the series. It's gonna be so fucking rad. So Jurassic Strike Force 5, issue 1. I cannot wait for this fucking series, dude. It's gonna be so amazing. Yeah, just looking through it now.
What is that sound?
Me, that was me just going through it really quickly. Right. Yeah, so last thing I read, Lock and Key, Clockworks, issue 3.
Wait, another clock?
Yeah,
another Lock and Key?
Yeah, another Lock and Key, but this is like, this is not just a one-off thing, this is part of the current ongoing story arc.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so at the end of the last one, the bad guy, who was named Dodge, what happened was he had traded bodies with the younger brother of the Locke family. And so that he had been trying to live out his life as Bode Locke. But it did not be going so great, because he ended up killing one of Bode's best friends by pushing him in front of a bus.
Okay.
Yeah, and he kind of got his hands on the Omega Key, which is the key that he's been after the entire time. Because there's, like, in the caves underneath the key, underneath Key House, which is the place they live in, there's this door that leads to an alternate dimension full of demons.
I don't like this Lock and Key stuff. This sounds dangerous.
Lock and Key's fucking awesome, dude.
No, I mean, it sounds interesting.
Dangerous. No, Shax, I think you need to realize this is just a story. There aren't actually any keys that unlock the moon.
Yes.
Are you serious this whole time?
There aren't keys that unlock
the moon. Alright, guys, stop with the hot air balloon. We can't use it against this fucking moon.
It's like, there isn't a key to unlock your brain. There isn't a key that lets you go back in time. There isn't a key that changes you that changes your gender.
Fucking great. Well, I guess I can stop my fucking vacation plans now.
And suits of armor cannot fly. There's no real spider powers if you get bit by a spider.
Yes, if you get bit by a radioactive spider, you're more likely to die. if you watch your parents die in an alley as a child, you're not going to become a Caped Crusader of the Night.
If you're a billionaire, you are.
No, if you're a billionaire, you're gonna drown yourself in in alcohol and tail.
Well, that's what I would do.
What, drown yourself in alcohol and tail, or
yeah, that one.
Okay,
I would add cocaine in there too. I mean, I don't do cocaine, but if I was a billionaire drunk, why not?
Yeah, you're just insanely high the entire time. Just your nose is constantly bleeding. Okay, so I also read a bunch of New 52 issue 4s, but we've already talked a lot about the New 52.
Oh, well, at least spit them out. Like, give us a...
Yeah, just tell us what all of them are.
Superboy.
Pass.
Animal Man.
Pass.
That's actually really fucking good. Swamp Thing.
Pass.
Let me pull up the list. I closed the thing down, but let me just pull that back up.
Pass.
Okay, so Batgirl, Batwoman, Batman and Robin, Green Lantern.
Why are you still reading Batman and Robin? Isn't the one where Robin's a dick?
Yes, he is, but it's actually gotten pretty good.
Oh, okay.
It got better. Like, I gave the first issue a 3, but it has gotten better.
Fair enough.
So I read Detective Comics, Batwing, Red Lanterns, Action Comics, and that is it. So that's all for New 52 stuff we've read, and that's, I guess, all we've read. So, moving on to some news.
Hey, I found we can probably do this after the news if you want to. I just want to throw it out there, though. I found all my old comic books. I want to talk about them.
Okay, yeah, we can talk about it now, I guess.
Well, it doesn't matter. I just, you know, if you want to do news now, I just want to throw it out there before we get too far along.
No, let's do it now.
Okay. I found, like, old G.I. Joes and shit, too. It's crazy. I got Snake Eyes. I got Darth Vader. Like, I found this the other day. I was searching in my closet, and, maybe we can find out if they're worth anything.
I have no fucking idea about comic worths.
Let's see. I got X-Men 2009, number 1.
Probably not.
Like, does anyone know what 2009 count? I don't even know why they did that. Oh, I got number two also. Let's see here. Web of Spider-Man. Yeah, it doesn't look anything special there. It looks like there's two comic books in this package, but I can't tell. North Star, number one. Do you guys know who that is?
Yeah, he's X-Man.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's actually one of the guys from the news story I'm going to be reading about.
Oh, this is number one of four. So it's probably not special. Another Spider-Man, Storm Warning. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man and Iron Fist. Yeah. I got a lot of these have like these special holographic backgrounds and shit. I don't know if comic books still do this. Giant size 200th issue, The Spectacular Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Pursuit Part 1 Spider-Man. Him crying. Daredevil. Fall from Grace Chapter 4. Guest starring Venom. Spider-Man. Now, this is one of my favorites. Man, I should read this one again. It's an Infinity War crossover. The Infinity War series thing, whatever, was the coolest thing that ever to happen in comic books, in my opinion. It's a Spider-Man comic book where he has his clone or whatever. Mm-hmm. When Galactus, I think it was Galactus that like made demon looking lookalikes of everyone.
I don't know.
Neither of you know?
Nope.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I feel like this was a waste of time doing this.
Probably.
Well, right. Read them and then talk about them next time. Mm. How's that sound?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Okay, so news. So, Astonishing X-Men is going to be getting a new roster and a new creative team behind it.
What is?
Astonishing X-Men.
Cool.
So, this new series is going to be written by Marjorie Liu, who is really good. She wrote Doc and Dark Wolverine, wrote the Road to Hell stuff, wrote X-23, which is a really great series.
Right on.
With art by Mike Perkins, who also did a bunch of the Stand stuff. You know, because the Stand has gotten a pretty big thing in comics.
Are you talking about the Stephen King, the Stand?
Yeah, there's been like 10 different series about the Stand.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, so it's got that. Let's also get a new roster. So with like the X-Men splitting up and stuff, we got the new team. So this new team, while Wolverine is going to be a part of it, he's not going to be like a main part. But the new roster will include Warbird, Northstar, Gambit, Cecilia Reyes, Iceman, and Karma.
I have a Northstar comic book.
Oh, yeah.
I just need to reach through the internet and pat you on the head.
Yeah. Oh.
That's really good, Jack.
Oh, fuck you guys.
Oh, you're so cute.
I got comic books. Yay.
Ooh, heaping bags full of comic books. Most of them I got for free.
Fuck off.
yeah. Okay, so, moving on.
One-upper.
Yeah, so, moving on. Marvel is going to be launching an Age of Apocalypse ongoing series in March.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, this is spinning off from the final issue of the finale, here's what we have. Just looking from the final issue of the Uncanny X-Force's Dark Angel Saga story arc. So for those of you who don't know, the Dark Angel Saga, what happened was Angel, who was the guy with the wings from X-Force, he had this ability to turn to Archangel, who is an evil version of him.
Wait, isn't Archangel Archangel?
Archangel is a different version of Angel. He is Angel, but with metal wings.
Okay, yeah, but he wasn't evil, was he?
Yeah, he was. He was made by Apocalypse.
Why? Yeah, well, Angel was turned into Archangel, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he and Apocalypse wanted him for to be evil, but didn't he turn out to be good? I thought.
So what happened was Angel could turn into Archangel and have some control over himself, but every once in a while, like, he would just kind of like lose control for a second and just start going like kill crazy.
Okay.
So that he would like try to not use Archangel. So he tried to not use Archangel as much as possible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Archangel. So at the end of this saga, Archangel got destroyed, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, and so we're good. So in March they're going to be spinning off this new series called Age of Apocalypse, which is so just looking through the story here, looking at a bunch of the still images they got. Ba-dum-ba-dum. Looks like Jean Grey, I think. An alternate universe's Jean Grey is going to be the new Apocalypse. Wait a minute. Yeah, I probably should have read this beforehand, but okay. So I'll just read this.
You say that every time.
Yeah, I know. But I'm ill prepared. Okay, I'll just read this thing. Earlier today, Marvel revealed that their upcoming series, Age of Apocalypse, will be launching in March, spinning out of Uncanny X-Force's Dark Angel saga. The series' first issue will be written by writer David Lapham and drawn by artist Roberto de la Torre. The series will open from Weapon X, who acts as the ruler of the Age of Apocalypse world, and has recently destroyed a mass enclave of humanity.
I'm not sure I understand the whole Age of Apocalypse world scenario.
It's an alternate universe.
Another one. Awesome.
Yes, Earth 295.
That makes me think that there's 295 of this.
Well, there's also the Ultimate Marvel Universe is Universe 16, is Universe 1610. Mm-hmm. And again, I should have read this beforehand, but Marvel has announced a new Spider-Man story arc, starting with issue 682, called Ends of the Earth.
The Earth doesn't have ends.
So
maybe they're going to kill off that universe.
Mm-hmm. So, today, Marvel announced during a live blog panel that Dan Slott will be launching Ends of the Earth, the next big Spider-Man story arc. Ends of the Earth will not only lead up to the massive issue 700 of the Amazing Spider-Man, it also serves to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Spidey himself. The new story arc will launch this March and will run six issues, starting with Amazing Spider-Man 682. If you've been following Slott's Amazing Spider-Man series thus far, back in issue 600, Doc Ock revealed that he had only a little bit of time left to achieve his goals. So yeah, Dr. Octopus is dying, so he's been launching into some shit. So just looking at it, there's a bunch of still images on here of birds dead and people dying in the streets.
Alright.
And aliens. No, wait, no, that's a Sinister Six. Fuck. Yeah, this could be a Sinister Six arc.
Sounds post-apocalyptic. That's not been done before.
Yeah, so it's... Well, hasn't been with Spider-Man before.
Oh, that makes a difference.
What it does. Shut up.
Post-apocalyptic, there's less buildings to swing on.
So what's he gonna do? He's gonna, like, have some wisecrack comments, and he's gonna be like, what? No one?
No one laughs at his jokes anyways.
I don't know why I'm so hard on Spider-Man these days. I think it's because the whole thing with Sam Raimi and Tobey Maguire not doing the movies anymore, and now I just fucking hate Spider-Man. It used to be my favorite.
Read the comics, dude. Read the comics.
Tobey Maguire as Peter Parker.
Are you trying to say he wasn't a good Peter Parker?
No, he was an okay Peter Parker. He was a terrible Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was bad at Spider-Man.
He was not and he wasn't a particularly good Peter Parker either. He was a passable Peter Parker and a fucking horrid Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand. How was he a horrible Spider-Man?
The jokes all fell flat. It didn't really feel like he was actually having fun doing it.
Yeah, like, I never heard him make a single good joke or laugh anything off. He always seemed to take things too seriously.
Yeah, like Spider-Man has to be, like, joking the entire time he's fighting. Like, just come in, it's like, it just followed from the sky, just, like, kicked the dude in the face, like, hey, goblin, it's been a while, how have you been? And they just do really, just do really stupid shit. It's like introducing my foot.
Yeah,
yeah, and so. Clearly he doesn't have the right, even the right voice to be doing that, even if the dialogue had been written for him. Mm-hmm. He does not have the right
voice. What is Spider-Man's voice? Like, I've not heard him in the comic book speak.
Shut up.
Watch the Spectacular Spider-Man. That's a good one.
Tobey Maguire constantly making these smart-ass comments, you would be annoyed. You know it. It's true.
Watch the Spectacular Spider-Man TV series. That's a really good Spider-Man.
Have you played the Spider-Man game with Neil Patrick Harrison voicing Spider-Man?
No.
Play that, and then you will change your mind.
I doubt it.
Which one's that?
Really? You want to fucking listen to Neil Patrick Harris constantly say, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. Like, that's still fucking relevant?
I thought you were saying, like, well, listen to Neil Patrick Harris and you will think that he's the best Spider-Man. But no, I'm sticking with the guy from A Spectacular Spider-Man.
The comic book?
The television series.
Which one is that? Is that the 90s version?
No, this is the most recent one. It came out, like, 2 years ago.
Oh. Okay. So I grew up on the 90s cartoon, and I didn't mind that Peter Parker. So whoever voiced that, why don't they just do that? Bam.
I don't know. Fuck them. Okay, so the second to last piece of news, Avengers vs. X-Men issue 0 has a cover, and on the cover it is Hope Summers and the Scarlet Witch. Yeah. Mm. So, Scarlet Witch, part of the Avengers, even though she went crazy and tried to kill everyone.
Yeah.
And Hope Summers, part of the X-Men.
Hope Summers, why does that sound like Scott Summers?
Because she is Scott Summers' granddaughter. Kind of.
So it's Cable's daughter? Kind of?
Yeah, like what happened was, like, it was after, like, the House of M stuff. She was born in some town up in Alaska somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But then when she was born, like, her power got activated, and then a bunch of purifiers came in and killed everyone in the town, including your parents. And so then Cable came along, took her, and then started raising her in the future.
So then it's like his foster granddaughter?
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, so Hope Summers, she is part of the X-Men, she's leader of Generation Hope. And she's the first mutant to be born after Scarlet Witch pronounced no more mutants.
Mm.
Yes. Coming out, so issue 0 of Avengers vs. X-Men coming out March 2012. Written by Brian Michael Bendis and Jason Aaron. Some art by Frank Cho, which is good. It's really fucking good. Frank Cho's art is awesome. Brian Michael Bendis' writing is awesome. Yeah, I'm actually kind of looking forward to this. It actually looks kind of cool. Like, Avengers vs. X-Men sounds really cool.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to see those two groups face off against each other.
Yeah. And then, final bit of news from the... if you saw, I posted a preview of issue 4 of Wolverine and the X-Men. And Deathlok, the cyborg assassin from X-Force, is going to be joining Wolverine at the Jean Grey School of Higher Learning.
Why is it called the Jean Grey School?
Because when Wolverine rebuilt it, he named it after Jean Grey instead of the professor.
Oh, God, he's such a pussy.
Yeah, kinda. Okay, is someone messing with a comb?
Nope, not anymore.
Okay, so yeah.
I forget that you hear every little thing that I fucking do over here.
Fuck yeah, dude. Okay, so, I guess that does it for news. On to new releases. So, you guys, open it now.
Post it.
How do you not already have, like, memorized? I already sent... Okay, fuck it. I'll send you a link. Fuck.
Yeah, take the 2 seconds to send the link.
There. Okay.
See, in the time it took him to send the link, I already typed in the URL because I'm not a lazy ass.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Okay, so
I already have it up and ready to go. I'm already looking halfway through the list. What do we got here? Comic shop news, yeah.
Okay, well,
Call the Cat and the Skull. number 3 of 4.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, well, nothing really piques my interest. Well, actually, Strain actually does look kind of cool. I saw a thing for that. So this is from Dark Horse. Strain. It costs $1. And it's written by Guillermo del Toro.
Hmm. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it does look kind of cool. So, well, actually, I should probably say this is releases for December 14th, 2011. So, we have from DC, we got a bunch of New 52 issue 4s. We got Batman, Batman and Robin, Batwoman, Batgirl.
Hey, Deathstroke number 4.
Yeah, Deathstroke. We got Demon Knights, Frankenstein, Agent of Shade, Green Lantern, Grifter, Legion Lost, Mr. Terrific, Resurrection Man, and Superboy and Suicide Squad. Yay, Suicide Squad. I like Suicide Squad. Ooh, yes, yes, yes. From Dynamite, we have Danger Girl and the Army of Darkness, issue 4. It's fucking awesome, dude. Fucking love that series.
So when you say Army of Darkness...
Talking Evil Dead.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's Danger Girl, which is essentially, what if the Bond girls formed their own spy agency?
The Bond girls?
Yeah, it's kind of like the standard spy girls. It's like one of them is a archaeologist, and one of them is like, I think she's like 22, she's like a world-renowned archaeologist and treasure hunter. There's one who's like Australian who wears a full-leather bodysuit, is an expert with guns and whips.
You do realize that the Bond girls were not spies, but they were hussies, right?
Okay.
Some of them were. Some of them were spies and hussies.
Like Pussy Galore.
She was a pilot.
I don't fucking know, dude. It's been a long time since I watched the fucking Bond movies.
Well, stock up. They're on Netflix.
Okay, so, how about this? It's if Charlie's Angels were more awesome.
Mmm. Okay. Right.
Yeah, like, they're led by an old British dude named Deuce.
I feel like Deuce got ruined once everyone started using it to say they're gonna take a shit. I gotta go drop a deuce, and now it's just not a cool word anymore.
But this deuce is still kind of awesome.
Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's like 50, but he's still like fucking ripped. He's got like a huge gray beard, but it's like really trimmed out. It looks really good. This dude just looks awesome.
Right on.
So we also have Warlords of Mars issue 13, also from Dynamite.
Oh wait a minute, to go back to Danger Girls. So, okay, what did them being, like, this spy agency have to do with the Army of Darkness?
Yeah, so Abby Chase, she is also an archaeologist.
Okay.
So then she was out doing archaeological stuff, and she found the Necronomicon.
Yep.
And then some dumbass was stupid enough to rip some pages out and read from them.
Huzzah!
Yeah, he was reading Sumerian, then some of the demons... But then Abby managed to like get some of the pages back, and she looked in the book, and the blood formed the image of Ash's face. Mm. And Ash is also now insane because he starts seeing deadites everywhere he goes.
Nice.
So moving on from IDW, we have obviously Lock and Key, Clockwork issue 3. From Image, we have Walking Dead issue 92. And nothing else that I really want to talk.
I'm totally reading that.
Yeah, nothing else that I.
I'm caught up now. I'm totally reading that.
Yeah. Separate issue 5. I've read the first issue of this series. It didn't really grab me that well, but I think I might be going. I think I might go back into it.
Which one did you just say?
Severed.
Oh, okay.
Red Wing paperback. So it's the collection of all the Red Wing issues. Which, that series is actually really cool. I should finish that. It's 4 issues. It's like, they have a paradox machine that lets them go through time and mess everything up but not change the future at all.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's a war through time. That actually is really cool. Okay, so from Marvel, we have Avengers Academy 23. This is the introduction of X-23 into that series. Because X-23, her own series, is being shut down. We have Avengers X-Sanction, issue 1. which this has, like, this is the stuff that has been, like, hinted at with the, like, that, like, remember I showed something that got linked a little while ago we talked about? It was the It's Coming thing, and it was the Phoenix Force?
Yeah.
This is kind of what it's been leading up to. It's the whole Avengers versus X-Men thing. Like, the cover, okay. Like, the cover of it is Wolverine, is Cable fighting Captain America.
Right on.
Yeah, so, well, we also have Carnage USA issue 1, which...
Whoa, that sounds stupid.
Well, it's fucking Carnage, dude.
Well, I mean, it's the name, Carnage USA.
Yeah, I know, that does sound really stupid. Speaking of stupid...
Yeah, Carnage. Yeah,
speaking of stupid names, Magneto, Not a Hero, issue 204.
God. I want to not stop vomiting right now. I will take Bat Lantern over either of those two right now.
Well, Ultimate X-Men issue 4. Yeah, it's good. It's Stryker. Yeah, Stryker's kid. Yeah, William Stryker Jr. in Sentinel armor, trying to kill mutants. Like killing mutants in the middle of Times Square, and Kitty Pryde telling her X-Men not to go fight them because she doesn't care.
Is this the same Kitty Pryde that can face through everything uncontrollably?
She's like using like the. Yeah, it's weird. She's like. It's really weird. She's like been really a kind of a depressing bitch ever since Peter died.
Ugh. Yeah, what the fuck is she thinking being fucking down about a friend's death?
Yeah, it was actually kind of cool. There's this one really good bit where like Johnny Storm from the Fantastic Four, he's part of the X-Men now.
I thought he was dead too.
No, the regular Marvel Universe version of him is, but the ultimate Johnny Storm isn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, they're like living in the sewers in the Morlocks' old haunt, and so then she's just like kind of going on, but it's like this is what Peter would want, and the guy's like, where the hell were you? Like during that fight, I was there, Bob was there. Where the hell were you? And then Kitty bitch slaps Johnny Storm across the fucking sewers. Yeah, because Kitty Pryde in this universe, kind of a badass.
How did she just face through him?
Well, she can control her phases.
Oh.
Yeah, she can decide when to face through something and when not to.
Oh, I thought her whole thing was that she, I thought before you were talking about how she couldn't control it anymore and she was phasing through everything.
That was in the regular universe. This is Ultimate Universe.
Damn it. I feel like I need a checklist with on one side it says regular universe and on the other side it says ultimate universe and just have like a bunch of like little stars next to everything, like a red star for where they're dead, a gold star if they're a superhero, and a green star if they're in control of themselves, or a blue star if they're insane. Just
yeah. Okay, so moving on. From Moonstone, Zombies versus Cheerleaders, issue 4.
Oh shit!
There's a series with that name.
Yep.
I swear to fucking God, you can put something versus something, anything together. We should make a website of this where you just randomize something, and I guarantee you can find a fucking comic book on it. Like you just we'll make a Death Stores comic book randomizer, and what it is, they go on there and they pick. From like a drop down menu of let's say there's a word like school spirit, and it can come up as like cheerleaders, band, football team, basketball team, you know, and there's just all kinds of just different words that, you know, will randomize different meanings from those words, and then, you know, we can just have them at like blank versus blank. And then people just go on there and just make shit up.
So you can come up with dinosaurs versus quarterbacks.
Yeah! Woo! Dude, you just let a fucking cat out of the bag. Shit. We're gonna... We need to cancel this podcast for tonight.
Canarchists versus monkeys.
Cowboys versus...
Yes!
Cowboys versus Canadians.
We could have Lieutenant... Canada
versus Brigadier General Breakfast.
We could have Bat Lantern versus Magneto, not the superhero.
God.
This is the most brilliant idea I think I've ever had in my entire life.
Well, yeah, so anything I didn't talk about on there that you guys want to talk about?
I'm sorry, I was looking at Cowboys. Zombies versus cheerleaders. Yeah, that's hot. I don't know, Deathstroke 4? I'm kind of interested in that. I thought I was behind on it, but I'm not. That's good to know. I'm going to have to go back between that and Walking Dead, because Walking Dead, I got a long ways to go. I only read one comic book.
Yes, one of 92.
I will send you a place where you can find lots of them at once.
Dead Man has already sent me to that place, and I just haven't been able to afford to buy them all yet.
Yes, buy them.
Well, did he send you one where you get them separately, or the package deal?
Well, it was a package deal, but they are in their own separate sleeves.
That's good. You want to keep them in their separate sleeves, otherwise everything just gets complicated.
I'm confused.
Okay, move on. Bobby, anything you want to talk about from the list?
Not really, other than holy shit, Walking Dead. I've, you know, been obsessed with that recently. Let's see if there's anything new I should be reading. I guess I gotta get caught up on Suicide Squad. Holy crap, I love that series, but I just haven't been reading it for some reason.
Yeah, well, yeah, Suicide Squad's good. It's really good.
I still say Marvel needs to do a reboot because, yeah, like, I look at these lists and the only thing that I really ever have been checking out lately is the New 52 and what I would like to be reading from the New 52. I don't fuck with Marvel. And that's, I feel like that's blasphemy. Like, I was always a Marvel fan above and beyond DC anything and their black blood.
Yeah, you're right. It is kind of hard when there's all those universes and multiverses and blah, blah. But, yeah. I did read, you know, so much Ultimate Spider-Man in the past little while.
Yeah, like, Shax, if you want to get into Marvel, go with the Ultimate Universe.
It is the easiest one to keep track of.
Yes, Ultimate is the easiest one to keep track of. It's relatively new, so that you can just kind of jump in and not have, like, 20 years of backstory to deal with.
Because on one hand, Peter Parker's dead, and now they got a black guy as Spider-Man.
Well, a black Mexican guy.
Yeah. But on the other hand, Tony Stark is a raging alcoholic.
Yes, raging alcoholic. Also, Reed Richards is evil.
I like Reed Richards. Evil how?
Evil in he's trying to destroy the world.
So, Doctor Doom?
He is more evil. He is a little bit worse than Doctor Doom.
All right.
Yeah, also, Susan Storm and Ben Grimm are getting married.
Who's Ben Grimm?
The Thing.
Oh, that sounds retarded. Why are they getting married? What? See, you're. It's like everything's wrong. Like, this is chaotic to me.
Yeah. Like, so what happened?
It's like dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria is going on.
Yes. Yeah, so what happened was, well, I'll just give you a rundown of this. So. What happened?
You know what we need to do? We need to do a podcast that is devoted to explaining the world of comic books to me all over again. Yes.
I'll just give you an entire rundown of everything that's happened in the Ultimate Universe.
Alright. Yeah. My mind's gonna explode.
Yeah, so we'll do that in the New Year's episode.
Oh yeah. Wait till the fucking blind drunk.
Yeah.
We're to be like,
maybe you need to think this through.
Or I can be like, I don't know, Wolverine doesn't look too much of a fucking fighter to me.
Okay, we'll do this at some point. Okay, so moving on to next week. This is for December 21st, 2011.
Oh shit, I don't know if I
see. Yeah, so look at me from Aspen MLT, we have Lady Mechanica.
Wait, Aspen?
Yes.
From Aspen, that's the comic. I'm lost. I see Archie, I see Avatar, I see...
It's next week.
Okay, I didn't click over. I thought I did.
Yeah, so Lady Mechanica, it's like set in like Victorian England, but it's like steampunk cyborg lady.
Cool.
It is really good. Like I really like the art. I really like the character design of Lady Mechanica.
Well, yeah, it's steampunk. That means it's, you know, probably awesome looking.
Yeah, it is real good. Just form-fitting leather. Just a form-fitting leather bodysuit.
I'm sorry, what week is this for?
December 21st, 2012. 2011, I mean.
How the fuck? Because, like, I switched over to next week's comics list, and now I'm on 12-14. But I was on 12-14 before.
I don't know. Fuck, dude. Oh,
here you go.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Easy way.
How did that... Ah, oh, man. I make America look retarded today.
Oh, don't worry. It's not just today.
I fucking hate you.
Okay. Virtual high five.
Fuck
Canada. Okay, so we've gone from DC.
Yeah. Put vowels in every word.
Yeah, well, from DC, we got a whole bunch of other New 52s issue 4s. We got Batman, Birds of Prey, Blue Beetle, Captain Atom, Catwoman, DC Universe Presents, Green Lantern Corps, Legion of Superheroes, Justice League. In Justice League issue 4, Darkseid is coming to Earth.
Who?
Yeah, Superman's going to say welcome to Earth and punch him in the face.
Shouldn't that be the Black Green Lantern, John Stewart?
John Stewart is not in the New 52.
Oh.
It's Hal Jordan. Oh. Alright, so we also have Legion of Superheroes, Nightwing, Red Hood and the Outlaws, Supergirl, and Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is actually really good. I really like Wonder Woman.
I like Red Hood, although I've only read the one issue. Red Hood's pretty good.
Yeah, Red Hood is getting better. Like, it's gotten really weird.
Of course, there's the...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's gotten really weird, like, the direction they're going with, like, the backstory for Jason Todd.
The one thing I find weird is what they did with Starfire.
Yeah, that was kind of a surprise.
Just like, I'm emotionally detached and I'm a whore now. No, you want to have sex with me?
No, she's not a whore, she's just horny.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, I'm bored. You want to fuck? Okay.
Is she fucking multiple guys?
She fucks whoever she wants.
That sounds like a whore to me. Really.
Yeah, it's like whoever's closest to her at the time she gets horny and she wants to fuck.
Actually, I would say that's more of a slut, because whores get at least paid for fucking. Where it sounds like she just sluts around.
Not really. It's not like she just fucks every single person she sees. Like, as far as I know, she's only really fucked two dudes. Well, three dudes, if you count. Yeah, like, I'm guessing at one point she was with Dick Grayson, then Jason Todd, then Ron Harper. Roy Harper, I mean. So, three dudes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but she doesn't honestly interact with a lot of guys for long periods of time.
Yeah.
How many guys do you have to fuck before you're a slut?
I'd say seven.
How many people do you gotta murder before you're a murderer?
One, to get a murderer. If we want to be serial murderer, you gotta get at least three.
It's three. So I say it should be the same rule for slut. She fucked three, and it's the way that she so indiscriminately fucked
Thank
them.
Thank you!
Thanks for a slut.
Problem solved.
Okay, well, moving on. From Dynamite, we have the boys, Butcher, Baker, Candlestick Maker, issue 6 of 6.
Oh, God, that's name.
Well, it makes sense. Like, the guy's name is Billy Butcher. Butcher Baker Candlestick Maker is a thing that people know.
What's the thing?
You know, the Butcher, the Baker, and the Candlestick Maker? That song? That nursery rhyme?
That nursery rhyme that I can't remember. You know the one.
Like the one?
And that's the Butcher, the Baker, and the Candlestick Maker.
And they're in a bathtub.
What are they doing in the bathtub?
Something sexy.
Rub-a-dub-dubbing.
Yes, rub-a-dub-dub, three men in the tub. Okay, so moving on. From someone fapping?
I'm rope a dub dub in.
Okay, so moving on.
Is there an ad for Rosario plus Vampire DVDs on the side of this page?
Because that's from, I think, Funimation, and these guys also do some stuff from anime people. I don't know. Okay, so moving on. From IDW Publishing, we have Ghostbusters issue 4 and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles issue 5. Oh, and that's weird. A one-shot called Transformers: The Death of Optimus Prime. See it? I guess.
I don't see it. Where are we at?
IDW.
Oh, way down here. Okay. G.I. Joe.
Yeah, so from Image, yeah, The Darkness, issue 96. Invincible, issue 86. And Walking Dead Weekly, issue 51.
Now, The Darkness, is that connected to any... I'm just sounding like an idiot. Is that connected to any other media storyline?
The video game is based off the comic book.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. That's cool, because the video game's made in London.
Yeah.
No different than any other time you saw it.
I walk by their new office, like, every day.
Cool.
I'm sorry, I want to go back. Let's talk DC for a second. Maybe you guys can answer a question for me.
Yep.
Who's, there's a character that showed up in Batman Arkham City that is like a crusader, like a knight of the King's Templar.
So
he had a red hood and he had like, you know, the
red cross across his chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Azrael.
Azrael, yes, that's the name. Who's he, and does he have his own fucking comic book?
He did at one point. But so Azrael is just like a guy who's given that cowl and a flaming sword, and is supposed to like go out and punish evil people for God.
I want to read everything about him.
Yeah, I'll look up some stuff and send you some stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, okay, so moving on. From Marvel, we have Amazing Spider-Man 676, Dokken Dark Wolverine, issue 18, Fantastic Four, issue 601, which is weird because I thought Fantastic Four was over.
No, man, 601, come on. What happened in 600?
Johnny Storm died.
See, okay, that...
And then,
so why is it called Fantastic Three?
Yeah, but then FF started.
Ooh, the future. No, see, why didn't they just get She-Hulk back?
No, they replaced Johnny Storm with Spider-Man.
No, that was a bad idea.
Not really, because, like, Johnny Storm and Peter Parker are kind of like brothers.
Yeah, they're kind of like brothers, except for now everyone else has to deal with the stupid fucking jokes, and...
Yeah, but...
I'm sorry, again.
Yeah, but Johnny Storm, I think, kind of did jokes, too. Like
he did them douchier.
Yeah, he was the jokester of the Fantastic Four.
True.
So they replaced the Joker with a less douchey jokester.
You know what they should have done? They should have killed Spider-Man in the normal universe with Johnny Storm. And then they could have brought She-Hulk in and
Wait, so they use Johnny Storm to kill Peter Parker so that She-Hulk and Wolverine could join the Fantastic Four?
Yes.
So they'd be the Fantastic Six?
No, wait, what? Why? No. No, I'm saying Johnny Storm and Spider-Man both should have died.
But then what would happen with Spider-Man's series? Would they replace him with Wolverine?
I don't give a shit what they replace him with. Then there'd be Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, She-Hulk, Wolverine, Fantastic Four.
What about the Thing?
Fuck! Forgot about the Thing, man. He's so forgettable.
She-Hulk can rape him to death.
It's clobbering time.
Yeah, well, it's a...
All right, well, then Wolverine isn't needed. Yeah. We'll just send him back.
Okay, we also have Generation Hope, issue 14. Hulk, issue 46. The Incredible Hulk, issue 3. Boom, boom, boom. Punisher Max, issue 20. Ultimate Comics Spider-Man issue 5. Fuck yes. At the end of issue 4, he met with Spider-Woman. So that's gonna get either awkward or weird, or both, or awesome.
Who's Spider-Woman? Is who?
In the Ultimate Universe, she is a female clone of Peter Parker.
How is that possible? It's a female.
They replaced some of the amylogen. They did science to it.
All you have to do...
They did science to it.
Your Y chromosome for another copy of your X chromosome. There, you've got a woman.
Okay, so here's what they did. They took some Spider-Man DNA and did science to it.
What?
So do you think she's still... Does she think she's a woman?
She knows she's a woman. Like
your parts don't work.
What?
I don't know.
Did she say her farts don't work?
Yes, let's say she said that.
God damn it, Kitty, shut up.
Oh, you all suck.
Jesus, what? Did you wake her up again?
No, she was just saying that my cloning ideas were wrong. But you know what? It's comic books. My cloning ideas can be right.
So with your question, Shaq, about why she sees Peter Parker. So when she was initially created, she did have all the memories of Peter Parker. But after she went out and started doing her own thing, she started making her own memories and forming her own opinion in life and stuff. So then she became an entirely different person.
You know how mind-bending that is, just for the simple fact of remembering what it was like to have sex? Like, think about it this way. Us as men can never know exactly what it feels like for a woman having sex, and vice versa.
Yeah, but
where this person can, she now knows what it was like for a man having sex.
Nope.
That has to be fucking mind-blowing to her, to the point of fucking driving her insane.
At that point in the series, Spider-Man was still a virgin.
Of course he was. He still is now.
Now he had sex, and then he got killed.
Oh... Good. I'm glad he's dead.
Yes.
I didn't mean that, but I did.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on, we have Uncanny X-Force issue 19. Venom issue 11. Wolverine issue 20. Wolverine and the X-Men issue 30. Issue 3. X-Factor issue 229. And this X-Factor's getting weird.
We need to have a sit-down about Multiple Man. And, like, you guys need to catch me up on him, because I love that dude.
Yeah, so let me tell you what happens now. So Jamie Madrox, so Multiple Man Prime, he got stabbed through the chest by a demon from hell. But then he woke up in the future on his own wedding night, standing over his own dead body.
Wow. That's fucked up.
Yes, it is. Okay. Then we also have X-23, issue 19. From Moonstone, we have Zombies vs. Cheerleaders, issue 5.
Yeah,
so boom, 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 boom.
Let me go through the little Tumblr here, and we got CDs versus cops.
Compact discs versus police officers?
No, cups.
Cups?
Like you drink cups. Cups.
Oh, drink. God. Fuck, dude.
This is enough. All right, I'm going to do it again. Pop-Tarts versus wrapping paper.
Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts went in.
Well, I'm wrapping paper.
No, if you throw a Pop-Tart hard enough, it can go through wrapping paper.
You're probably right, yeah. Well, I guess it depends on how the wrapping paper, if it's like a roll.
No.
You could just play it like a bat.
Place them both in front of me, and one of them's going to survive. It's not Pop-Tart.
I'll set one on the fire. I'll set one of them on fire, and I'll eat the other one. You guess which one gets which.
It's a draw.
I set the Pop-Tart on fire and eat the wrapping paper.
I can see that happening.
Okay, so I guess it's gonna do it. For unless you guys have anything else to talk about.
I don't know. What do you guys, you want to talk? You want to do a little just jibber-jabber?
About comics?
Sure.
Anything in particular?
Let's see here. I got an Amazing Spider-Man number 318. It's where Scorpion first gets his poison point tail.
I don't know, dude.
How about that?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know anything about Comic Crisis. Go to the internet.
I thought you guys would be like, oh yeah, I know that comic book, but like me bringing this up was a whole bad idea.
I jumped into Amazing Spider-Man around issue 400.
Yeah. See, I should just burn this because you don't know anything I'm talking about.
No, you should just read it and talk about it next week. Well, next episode, I mean.
This sounds like a waste of time.
Dude, you agreed to do this fucking comic podcast.
No, I'm just saying, like, these are all old-ass fucking comic books. Like,
so, dude?
I got like 10 of these fucking comic books where it's all of Wolverine getting the fucking adamantium ripped out of his fucking body from Magneto. What the fuck am I going to do with those and read them?
I don't fucking know, but in the Ultimate Universe, when that happened, Wolverine died.
That makes... No.
And stayed dead.
No. That's wrong. Wait a minute. So in the fucking Uncanny or in the Ultimate Universe, Wolverine's dead?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Let me get a red star out.
And they have replaced him with his son, Jimmy Hudson. But yeah, also, Magneto's dead, Professor X is dead, and Cyclops is dead.
Oh my god, dude, how do you sit there and fucking tell me, oh, get into fucking Ultimate Universe, it's the easiest to know, it's cool, and then you keep telling me this shit that just blows my fucking mind, and borderline fucking makes me have a heart attack.
Well, because it is easy to get into, it just, stuff happens in it.
I don't like what happens in it.
You don't like when stuff happens?
I don't like when change is made. I don't know.
I don't like change.
What is that noise? Bully, Do you hear it?
Yeah, Bully, are you cutting something?
I'm not cutting something. What? I might have been fiddling with my computer before.
God damn it, Bully.
Do you hear it anymore?
No.
Not now that you stopped.
Now we hear it.
He's done taping.
Okay, that was it.
His kid's mouth. That is sure.
Okay, so yeah, that is going to do it, I guess. So, yeah, we are done. We don't have anything else to talk about. So that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Death Door Prof Comic Book Podcast.
I miss you guys already.
As always, we're on Twitter. You can find us. You can follow the site at Death Door Prods. You can follow me at Deadman_DDProds. Then there's at Bobiwan and at FuckShax. We're on Facebook. Like us on there. We're on Google+. Follow us on there if you're on there. We're on iTunes. Leave us some reviews. Let us know how we're doing. I haven't actually checked the iTunes thing in a while, so they might have left me reviews. So they might have left for reviews, but I dared it because I haven't gotten any emails.
I left one.
You did?
Yep.
You reviewed yourself?
I did.
What did you give us?
5.
You lying son of a bitch.
I am not
we
lying.
We didn't get a 5.
Yeah, we're at most. Yep. We're at most a 2.
You are fucking full of shit.
I would have said a 4. Maybe a 4.5 on some weeks.
I think it was just for episode 7.
We ranged between a 2 and a 3.5.
Episode 7 of the gaming
shut
podcast?
Shut up, goddamn pessimist.
Yeah, shut up, pessimist. Jesus. You think because you're the fucking ringleader of this thing that we're going to take your shit?
Yes.
No. Uh-uh.
Well, you better.
You're gonna learn. You're gonna have an uprising on your hands. Oh.
So
next week you're gonna be like, "Hey, it's Dead Man with the Comic Books Podcast number 9. It's just me. No. Everyone else is on strike."
Now I'll bring James in.
We'll get James to strike with us.
He's already a scab.
Damn it!
I'll stab that motherfucker.
Well, good luck finding him. He's in Delaware.
Do you know what Delaware?
Do you know where Delaware is?
Population 5 people. No, actually, I don't know where Delaware is. It's up north somewhere.
Population that one billboard from Wayne's World.
I have Google. I can find it.
Yeah. So iTunes, everything. Sign up for Audible. audibletrial.com/deathdoorprods. Go to Busted Tea through the links. One of the links that we put up. Go to a Rocket Hub, donate some money. We'll give you control of the podcast, and you can make us watch terrible, terrible movies.
Yeah, then with the money that we can get, we can make the podcast better, and we can get better equipment, and we can get video cameras to do unboxing videos, and
we can get capture cards to make fun of Shax playing Batman.
Yeah.
And you might win a t-shirt.
Yeah, also check out the store, ddprods.spreadshirt.com.
Yeah.
We have shit to sell.
We want to use the money that you want to give us. The money that you want to give us.
It's that you want to give
make
us.
It better.
Wait, let me try this. You want to donate to the Rocket Hub.
I gotta donate to the Rocket Hub.
These are not the droids we're looking for.
I'm not looking for these droids. What the fuck's going on? Why am I thinking this shit?
You want to send me more money.
I want to send Deadman more money.
Why is it working for him? I mean, I'm Bobulon, but...
Yeah, but I'm dead. I learned everything from the greatest Jedi Masters ever. Like,
yeah, wait a minute. If you think about it, because killing Obi-Wan made him much stronger. So him being dead, he's much stronger in the ways of the Force.
Yes, so... And since I am also dead... I got more force.
Yeah.
So take
it. It's pretty simple, if you want.
Yeah, come on, use your mouth. Come on, use one. Think before you talk, dude.
Go cut your wrist, and then we'll talk.
Yeah.
Everything I love that. Said that was really stupid.
What? How is that stupid? That's actually legitimate.
Damn it.
Okay, yeah.
I have to cry in the corner now.
Okay, so while Bobby goes and cries, that's going to do it. So be sure to tune in tomorrow as myself, Bobby, and James talk about some anime.
Boring.
Yeah, so then, well, until next time, I'm dead.
I'm Bobby Wan.
I'm Shax, and I'm Bat Lantern.
I'll see you guys next time.